This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. I'm continuing to tell America's story as I understand it. In my last podcast, I compared two backstories. I call them backstories because these stories are the precursors to the primary stories I'm about to tell. The backstory to the Pilgrim Puritan story is the Protestant Reformation. The backstory to my own story, the story of my personal experience with what I believed at the time to be a cutting-edge Christian movement, is the story of the Charismatic Renewal. I'm going to begin with my story because through it I can, I think, help you to see some aspects of the rise of Puritanism in England. There are some clear parallels. When we last left off with my personal backstory, a couple of podcasts ago, I had joined a group of other young folks, probably 100 to 150, in a weekly Saturday night gathering where we enjoyed the presence of God in worship, accompanied by rich biblical teaching. Many of the gifts enumerated in 1 Corinthians 12 came into play in our meetings. We experienced prophetic utterances and the manifestation of tongues and interpretation of tongues. On occasion, we experienced the word of knowledge in action, where someone had a specific word for a specific person in a specific and usually previously unspoken situation. Every now and then, we saw people healed. Often, during times of worship, the Holy Spirit would fall on us, the whole room of us. We went silent and sat quietly, surrounded by the manifest presence of God in such an unmistakable way that no one could deny that God had shown up. He revealed himself to us, and our lives were truly changed. Those months, maybe 18 of them, are months of walking with God that I will never forget for as long as I live. And yet, lurking around the edges, danger stalked. The danger of which I speak is the weakness of men and the temptation to misuse and even abuse the gifts and callings of God. Some, not so much in our own local group, but some in the movement at large, some who had been generously gifted by God, fell prey to the temptation to power. Charismatic gifts, after all, draw crowds. People want to see, people want to hear, people want to be around people who seem to have an inside track with God. And so the pitfalls multiplied. Now, I loved where God had planted me. I loved the people around me. I loved what God had been doing in my life and in the lives of others. And yet, I too could see that deception stood knocking at our door every day. And that's why when five men in Florida, publishers of a magazine named simply New Wine, launched an effort to bring accountability and order into what, in some quarters of the charismatic movement, had become chaos and confusion. That's why I began to feel drawn toward these men and their vision. And there's that word, vision. What a powerful word it is. Powerful and in some ways even intoxicating. And yet, what these men taught at first was so good, so rich, so full of God, that I had little choice but to embrace it. And I did. And I'll say now, in hindsight, looking back over 40 years, that I don't regret for one minute that choice to throw in with these men. The instruction I received through their ministry over a 7 or 8 year period remains a substantial part of my bedrock foundation in Christ. But things went awry, sadly awry, and in the end, four of these five men, one by one, removed themselves from the group and acknowledged big mistakes. I'll tell you more in my next podcast. Cutting edge, people. Cutting edge. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.